It's perhaps the most famous whodunit and the fuel for many conspiracy theories, the assassination of President John F. Kennedy in Dallas, Texas. The sole audio recording from that day has become a controversial historical artifact. Let's take a listen, and believe me, you'll have to listen closely. Yes, it is awfully difficult to figure out just what it is you're hearing. The Warren Commission concluded in its 1964 report that that audio tape or recording helps bolster its theory that Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone gunman firing three shots at the Kennedy motorcade. A House committee 15 years later concluded they heard four shots, largely based on the sounds on that tape. Now, a new method of digital analysis might help clean up this controversy. Joining us now to talk about whether a cleaned-up recording might unravel the mystery of Dealey Plaza is Michael Janofsky, Washington correspondent for The New York Times, and he's with us from his office here in Washington. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Tell us where this audio came from, how it happened by chance to be rolling at the scene of the shooting in 1963.
Well, as I understand it, it was a one of the policemen, one of the motorcycle policemen, had his microphone on, and it was connected to the Dallas Police Headquarters, where it was recorded on. I guess it was the usual mode of recording in those days, a dictograph phone, and this was the kind of thing that businessmen would use to speak into to dictate letters. And by today's standards, it's pretty archaic, but it was a not terribly different from the way a record would be cut, where a stylus would go around and groove in the sounds. And in this case, it was kind of a cylindrical or round type of mechanism, and that's where the sounds were recorded.
Now, every time, every subsequent evaluation panel from the Warren Commission on has gone back to look at this. Of course, they have to play this dictabelt, which was never designed for, you know, to be a permanent artifact, again, damaging it each time they play it.
Yeah, I think that's really led to the current dilemma faced by the National Archives is here they have this piece, which is essentially nothing more than a piece of plastic. What do you do with it? Can it be recaptured in some way for posterity? And I think they have finally got their arms around a way to reconcile this. But I think, as your listeners may have detected listening to that thing, that it may be awfully difficult to come up with some dispositive information.
Now, this new scanning process is going to be used. How is that going to work?
Well, from what I gather, it is an optical scanning device, and I suspect it would not be terribly different from an MRI or something like that, where it will use a camera to scan the actual grooves on the belt. And then those grooves would produce a graphic profile of what it sees. And I think that is then compared to actual what are known to be the profile of various types of noises. And I think by doing that sort of analysis, they can determine whether there were three shots, four shots, or maybe no shots.
And again, maybe no shots because there's controversy over exactly when this recording was made.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
And three shots, again, that would comport with the majority theory, I guess, that Lee Harvey Oswald was the sole gunman. Four would support the theory of someone else on the so-called grassy knoll.
Well, I don't think there is a more fascinating, titillating, or exciting prospect out there for in recent American history to solve this mystery. I think that this is one of the burning questions, certainly of people of my age and generation, but for historians and Americans in general, to finally solve this question once and for all.
How long before we get an answer? What's on this tape?
The National Archives think that it's going to take about a year, and at very, very minimal cost, I might add. They told me that that the actual cost of the mechanics of it may be no more than $1,000 or $2,000, but I think that the scientists involved have to tailor their apparatus to fit this particular piece of plastic, and then they'll go on from there.
Michael Janofsky, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Michael Janofsky, Washington correspondent for The New York Times, with us by phone from his office here in Washington. Joining us now is Gary Mack, curator at the 6th Floor Museum at Dealey Plaza in Dallas, Texas. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Now, I understand you played a role in bringing this recording's importance to light.
Well, I've been studying this subject for an awful long time, and it was a theory of mine back in the mid-70s that the assassination may have been recorded. Ultimately, the House Assassinations Committee found what they thought was the original recording, had it analyzed in 1978, and their scientists said, yes, there are shots on here, there are four, and of the four, the third came from the grassy knoll. This recording was never analyzed for shooting by the Warren Commission back in 63, 64. Because these findings were so shocking, the National Academy of Science was asked to take a look at the methodology that the scientists used, and they came to a very different conclusion, and that was that there are no shots on that recording. So we're in limbo. History is in limbo now, and has been for the last 22 years on this one little issue. Hopefully, when the National Archives digitizes the dicta belt, then others will be able to have a file that they can then analyze to try and figure out which group of scientists are correct.
And essentially, I guess the argument is whether this is indeed the famous Zapruder movie was, of course, shot without sound, but whether this is, in effect, the soundtrack to the Zapruder movie.
Well, exactly. I mean, there are only three ways to that this will come out, and that is that, yes, there are shots and there are three, or yes, there are shots and there are four from two locations, or there are no shots at all. It's remarkable that 40 years after the Kennedy assassination, there's this one piece of hard evidence waiting for someone to take a look at it and figure out what it means.
Well, we'll be back with you when the verdict comes down, and let's hope it's dispositive in, I guess, a year's time or so. Gary Mack, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Gary Mack joined us from the Sixth Floor Museum at Dealey Plaza in Dallas, Texas, which was, of course, the site of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, November 22, 1963. He's the curator there. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.